Blog Talk.
Welcome to the Spirit Seeker Hour. Spirit Seeker Hour is your chance to delve into the world of your inner spirit. The Spirit Seeker Hour is brought to you by Spirit Seeker Magazine. Go to www.spiritseeker.com to find out more. And now, here's Cindy Meyer.
Hello and welcome. This is Cindy Meyer, and this is the weekly Spirit Seeker Radio Show. We started off as a one-hour show, but what has happened lately, as any of you that are following the Spirit Seeker Radio Show through the magazine or through Blog Talk or through the SpiritSeeker.com website, is that we are making contact with so many people globally now that are doing amazing works to make the world a better place. And so we are interviewing authors. We are interviewing people who are doing, prayer work in a different way. We are interviewing people who are teaching meditation. We are interviewing people who are doing healing work from all over the world. We have interviewed people from Poland, from Germany, from Canada, from different parts of Germany, all in the last 2 to 3 months. Saima, who has an international following. So all of these shows are archived at blogtalkradio.com/Cindy Meyer, and that's C-Y-N-D-E-M-E-Y-E-R. And it is such an honor and a privilege to publish the magazine each month. And 14 years in St. Louis, it was a newsletter for 2 years before that. And then started off, as I said,
welcome to the Spirit Seeker Hour. Spirit Seeker Hour is your chance to delve into the world of your inner spirit. The Spirit Seeker Hour is brought to you by Spirit Seeker Magazine. Go to www.spiritseeker.com to find out more. And now, here's Cindy Meyer.
Thank you.
Chance to delve into the world of your inner spirit. The Spirit Seeker Hour is brought to you by Spirit Seeker Magazine. Go to www.spiritseeker.com to find out more. And now, here's Cindy Meyer.
Hello, and welcome. This is Cindy Meyer, and this is the weekly Spirit Seeker Radio Show. We started off as a one-hour show, but what has happened lately, as any of you that are following the Spirit Seeker radio show through the magazine or through Blog Talk or through the SpiritSeeker.com website, is that we are making contact with so many people globally now that are doing amazing works to make the world a better place. And so we are interviewing authors, we are interviewing people who are doing, prayer work in a different way. We are interviewing people who are teaching meditation. We are interviewing people who are doing healing work from all over the world. We have interviewed people from Poland, from Germany, from Canada, from different parts of Germany, all in the last 2 to 3 months. Saima, who has an international following. So all of these shows are archived at blogtalkradio.com/Cindy Meyer, and that's CYNDEMEYER. And it is such an honor and a privilege to publish the magazine each month. And 14 years in St. Louis, it was a newsletter for 2 years before that. And then started off, as I said, in St. Louis, which is in the heart chakra of the country, of the U.S., and then we went to Kansas City, and we've been there for 3.5 years. We were just a part of the Deva Premal and Meetin concert with Manos, who is a Tibetan flute player, from Nepal, and so we were just part of that with over 600 people chanting at one time. You know, just amazing. That's all I can tell you. And you can read about that in the November issue of Spirit Seeker. So then we went from there. We have just recently added Chicago as our third major city, and out of Chicago is coming a whole new level of consciousness, because, you know, these are the three cities in the Midwest who offer workshops, who offer these services, etc. So today we are going to be talking to Sandra Saradezi, who is from Canada. And so, Sandra, are you there?
Thank you for having me, Sandy.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, we're going to talk just a little bit about you first, and then we're going to go into the healing technique that you do, Velvaspata, which I just love the name of it. It makes me happy when I say it.
Wonderful to hear. You know, nobody has ever said that. That is so wonderful.
Well, it's just very beautiful. And I know, Sandra, you've been working on the front lines of ascension and just healing with light and just et cetera. But let's just, I'd like to hear, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us, how this all started, how you became involved with Almeen and her teachings. But, you know, and I know you've just been involved in a lot of different things with healing. So can you share with our listeners how this journey started for you?
Well, it's been always in my heart, in the deep heart of mine, to assist others into their journey of enlightenment. But I just didn't know which were going to be the tools that the Infinite had for me ready. And so I was traveling in different paths of spirituality prior to Almeen. And in 2002, I met Almeen the first time in a conference. I believe I mentioned that in a previous show I had with you. And she was this beautiful, luminous, glowing being filled with pure light, but I couldn't really even hear what she was talking about. So we were obviously in different bands of frequencies. And this, there were 4 years went by, and then in 2006, I had the opportunity of meeting her again in a conference. It was as if I had removed earplugs from my ears. I could hear her clearly. I could understand what she's talking about at a much different place. And I had signed up for my first retreat with her. So I assisted to that conference in August 2006. And Almeen was coming back in April 07. And I remember counting literally the days, the months and the days when she's coming back to Toronto. I was waiting her with such anticipation and anxiety, but like a good anxiety when you know that something marvelous is about to break through in your life. And I just knew that. I didn't know anything else. I just knew that this was the beginning of like my renaissance or my new era. And is exactly what happened after I went to the first retreat. So I was not involved in doing any healing work or any spiritual work. I was sort of on the student side, on the receiving side of any path, but I was not actively bringing others to the path. So as of that month of April in 2007, after my first week with Almeen, I experienced for the first time silence of the mind, which was like so refreshing, not having anything in your head. And it was just unbelievable. I sat next to her the whole 5 days of the conference, of the retreat with Almeen, and I could literally feel no sound in my head. And not only that, I started to tap into some gifts that obviously they came from her, because I never had access, messages from other realities, and I was writing these messages that it was like it was automatic writing, and then she would validate the message. So it was a phenomenal experience for me that first week. And that week we received the initiation into Velvaspata, that means healing of the heart in the ancient language. So some part of you, Cindy, may remember this language because we all know this language, we just have forgotten. It's been eons of time that we have forgotten our divinity, we have forgotten who we are. So we are just looking outside ourselves for divinity when the real divinity is within us.
Okay, so listeners, Sandra's talking about Almeen, and Almeen is very well known as a world-renowned mystic by world leaders and scientists alike, and her work is on the cutting edge of mysticism, and her insights into cosmology and man's role within the macrocosm are just really quite phenomenal. And so so that's what, you know, in case some of the listeners are not familiar with Almeen, would you just touch just a tiny bit on Almeen, Sandra, so that they know, like, how, I mean, we can hear it was life-changing when you started studying with her, but I would just like you to share just a little bit about Almeen, if you would.
Well, as you already said, she's regarded as one of the greatest mystics of our time. She is beyond any description that we can have for her. She is a teacher that is not gathering students. She is empowering students into mastery. So this is one of the most phenomenal qualities I find in her, and this is a true living words. She's not just saying she's empowering. She really does that, and she really wants you to stand on your own 2 feet. She's not creating these codependent relationships, student-teacher, and there's no such a thing. We are all working together, bringing the information together. The other thing she does phenomenally is that she brings information that she doesn't even know, like she's completely a vessel to the infinite. So we are continuously accessing information that's never been told before. So we never know what we're going to get in a retreat. We have sort of a topic now, but for many years we didn't even have a topic. I just signed up for the retreat and I didn't even know what we were going to work. But when we sign up for those retreats with Almeen, we are really rendering the greatest service, which is to humanity, which is we become the pivot point of humanity. And as we change, as we go into the transformation, transmutation, and transfiguration, the whole humanity changes. I have been a witness to many, many things that as we solve within, they get solved without. So there are miracles going through when we are in class with her, physical miracles. And I remember one time when we were in Ohio, there was the spillage of the oil in the Gulf, and it was regarding the oil representing the sticky emotions. So we did the work on clearing our emotions, and as we clear our emotions, sticky emotions, then the oil patch completely disappear. It is phenomenal. Like the work you can do without leaving your bedroom.
Wow. And, you know, it is. I mean, you know, collective consciousness in a channeled way for good, it's just not amazing what can happen. And especially with, you know, Almeen and the angels and everything that comes with her and everything that comes with each and every one of us. And when that all tags in together, it's just amazing.
Yes. And this is the basic, like the fundamental teachings for Belvaspata, which is the healing modality that Almeen brought forth since 2006 when she was in Ireland. This is the 12 pairs of pure emotions. So this is part of what you must embody when you accept that you want to be initiated into Belvaspata. And it doesn't have to take months or years. We do it over a weekend, the initiations of level 1 and 2, and then your capacity to hold light enlarges. The cells in your body start, like, you know, holding that luminous frequency, and your consciousness, it's more elevated. You have a shift in perception, and it's totally effortless. It's a gift from the infinite, and this gift brings with awareness, higher states of awareness, which is consciousness as well. And all of this gift, they come together. And sometimes you need like a few hours to integrate all of this. and, you know, just allow your body to process, because the endocrine system can be feeling a little overloaded.
Well, and Sandra, you walk between many worlds. You have three radio shows of your own, and are all three in Spanish?
No, I have actually four, three in Spanish and one in English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this? Because we have listeners from all over the world, and I just love the international part of healing. There's just, we're all connected. So can you tell us just a little bit about your radio shows?
Sure. Thank you, Cindy. I've been doing my first radio show started, it's going to be 2 years in November, and that was one of the first Amin's radio show in Spanish. So we started at Blog Talk Radio, and now we have moved to Contact Talk Radio, and it's called Abriendo las Puertas del Cielo, which means opening the doors of heaven. That's the show that I've been doing the longest. And then I do have two more shows in Contact Talk with you, Blog Talk Radio, on the same page, but one is called Spiritual Healing Bel Vaspata. So it's the same blogtalkradio.com/Belvaspata. Belvaspata Spiritual Healing is the name of the show, and it's aired every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then I have a half an hour as well in Spanish, another on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called New Paradigms, and it's Nuevos Paradigmas in Spanish. And they're all from Amin's teachings, but from different parts of the teachings. So one is about these ancient records that are giving this new information from the Atlantean Book of Angels, and we are accessing, Amin is giving us all this information, so we are sharing this information. This is in the New Paradigms. It's on Saturdays at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then the other one is at 7, from 7 to 8, and it's mostly focused into the miracles of Bel Vaspata, which are every time you do a healing of Bel Vaspata is a miracle, whether it is in the sense that a cancer is healed or somebody that was having a difficult delivery of a baby starts like having an easy delivery of a baby, and the baby is such a pleasure and delight to have, peaceful and harmonious coming into this world. So the miracles are from that, also from surgeries, reconstructive bladder surgery, people that couldn't go to the washroom, you know, like bleeding, like everything stops immediately. And, people ask me, well, do I have to believe in this? Because I don't believe in angels. And truly, there's nothing required from you, just that you are there, you open yourself. And this is a very different way, Cindy, of working with a healing, because usually if you want to include somebody, for example, in a healing or do a healing work on someone, you have to ask permission. With Bel Vaspata, because it's a blessing and it's not directive, it's working from oneness. So when I'm working, say, with you, I'm not working with you as a second person. You are me and I am you. So we are in the oneness. And then the healing is a blessing that stays in your aura until you're ready to receive it. So it's a little bit different than other modalities given before.
So let's talk just a little bit about the angels that are part of this. And then I would also like to talk about, and I hope I'm saying it right, the signal?
Sigil.
Sigil, okay.
Sigil, S-I-G-I-L, sigil, yes.
Okay, so can you elaborate on that just a little bit?
On the sigil. Well, yeah. The healing modality is assisted fully by the angelic realm, and so the angels are the custodians of these sacred frequencies, and the frequencies are kept in a form of a sigil, and this is ancient writing that when you have the name of the angel and this ancient writing that is called sigil, and you call, it's like you call, you're dialing a phone number of your friend and your friend answers the phone. These sigil are like keys that open up the chakras in your body. They also, when they open up and then they draw that energy into you. So it's kind of like we are receiving what is ours that we have left behind and we have forgotten. So the other amazing thing that they do is they have this gift of awakening. This is truly the word. It's not healing the word. It's more like awakening. Because when we say healing, we're implying that there's something that is wrong with you. So we need to fix something. And then all these dualities start coming into place. But when we are awakening, I'm awakening you into your true divinity and majesty that you have forgotten due to all these programs that are self-imposed, belief systems or matrices that keep us bound into a reality that it seems like real, but it's really not real.
That's a good way to explain that. That's just that. That's, and you know, you talked about, or not you, but on the Belvaspata, talked about how sometimes the name can change. And you've segued from Sandra into Sandra Desi. So can you talk about just a little bit about that?
Okay, so the change of name, the name has a specific frequency. And for example, we have Michael the Archangel. I mean, received the information that Michael the Archangel is not Michael anymore. So if you're calling Michael the Archangel, there's no such a frequency anymore because his role changed. As you change, now he is the guardian of the sacred. This is the role. So his new name is Ephraim Bael. And that is Ephraim, V for Victor, A-E-L. When the Earth started the ascension in 2005, so we are in a different place than we were before. So the way I explain it is that the tools that we had before are no longer needed in the sense that, like, if you live in a house, you probably have a garden and you need tools for your garden, but if you move to a condominium on the penthouse, you don't need that. You need different things. You might need a telescope to look at the stars.
Right.
So this is the name change, how his name changed, so his role changed. I changed my last name into Sarah DC because I felt this in my heart since last March. When I first, I didn't even know what it meant. I just heard this word from Amin's lips, and it was just like honey to my heart. And it just started to just grow bigger and bigger until it became clear that I needed to change my current last name into Sarah DC, which is the name of one of the three yoga of illumination. And I feel the name, the day I got my name in my social insurance and my passport, it was like all this cornucopia of blessings coming into me.
Yeah, you just
more
know.
And more blessings. Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is a blessing for me being talking to you because we did a program a few weeks ago and I just felt to connect with you and I just felt to do more with you. I didn't even know in what cities you were and I was thinking, I don't even have to know because this is the tyranny of the mind that this always thirst for knowing. And I didn't even know you were in three cities in the States. Like, you can laugh at me. You can call me empty-headed. I'll be happy to hear it. Seriously?
No, there was an instant connection on every level. We both know it. And you know, we just said we want to do something together, and we weren't even sure what it was going to be. But the next thing you know, here we have Sandra Saradesi, who has written an article for the October issue, which you can read online at spiritseeker.com and just click on the beautiful cover with the Buddha, and then you'll read her article. And, you know, you just know. It's a frequency thing, isn't it?
It was like inevitable, like we had to do something else. And it was so easy, like it's like you and me were one, that's what I was saying. And I completely trusted everything you said. I am thinking to myself, why don't I place an ad in Toronto? No. Well, you know, this is the other beautiful thing from Belvaspata. I have clients on Skype. I have clients on the phone. I have a client right now that I'm working on a weekly basis in Singapore. and she is completely transformed. I have another client in Sweden, and he is, there's no distance.
Right.
I just feel I'm right there with him. I have never felt I'm right there with her in Singapore. As we start releasing all the linear time, the illusions, these are the programs, linear time, which transforms into life and death. Life and death are opposites. So all these programs are to let go, believing in timelessness, no linearity, no space. All of these are the equivalent of mastery. And mastery is it's the hallmark. Fluidity is the hallmark of mastery. This is like one of the things I truly engrave in my being, because I observe myself. Okay, how much I'm resisting this change? So okay, how much am I a master at the situation? You know, somebody gives me apparently a wrong answer. How long am I hanging on to that frequency? How long is it going to take me to let it go? It's all illusion. So this fluidity is like so crucial, and I really observe myself where I'm getting stuck. And if I'm getting stuck, it's because I need to get an insight that I didn't have. So the Belvas Pata sigils with the awareness gift, they show you what is that you're missing.
Yeah, it's total frequency. I mean, you know, it's just like the mantras, you know. It's my understanding, you know, that they're within that mantra, it's a sacred seed, and it has all the teachings, you know, within that. I mean, it's just everything's in that one word. And whether you say it or not really doesn't matter, because it's intention. So, you know, the sigil to me, you know, that's why I wanted you to talk about it. I thought, oh, my gosh, I bet she totally changed when she went to Sarah.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I know.
It keeps changing. It keeps changing. It keeps changing, and I'm going to be using my passport for the first time. I'm going to be in Miami, Florida, teaching the yogas and doing a Belvas Pata healing circle, and I can't wait to cross the border with my new name. It's like so exciting.
Oh my gosh! You know, this is the fun part of life, and this is the beautiful part of the internet radio. I really want to stress this. I mean, you know, we're only a thought away. I mean, this is like back to the fireside chats back in the time of, you know, when there weren't TVs, and everyone turned the radio on to hear what was going on over, you know, in different parts of the world, and to hear what was happening in the world. And now I truly feel that internet radio has taken all of us to a whole new level, because, you know, and I resisted it. I have to be honest. I used to have a show in a traditional studio, and it wasn't that long ago that people would say, when I would work with publicists of authors, you know, they would say, no, we want measurable numbers. We want to know how many people you're reaching. And it's like we're so past that now, because with the blog aspect of it, people listen to these shows. I mean, I have a new client who she wanted her husband to know who she was seeing. She says, you know, I want you to hear some of her wisdom. So she picked out two or three radio interviews, and now her husband has a better feel for what I'm doing with her in the coaching sessions. And so, you know, with Skype, with all of it, you know, I mean, you know, the beautiful part is in the last week, I have talked to four different countries. And for you to live in Canada, which is so French still, and here you are speaking Spanish, speaking English, you know,
yes.
My daughter speaks Spanish, Italian, and English, and she's going to school in Miami right now, and she's just, you know, I look at her and I think, oh, my gosh, you know, the rest of the world speaks two and three languages. It's like the United States, you know, is still a little behind in that respect. But here
mm-hmm.
we are. It really doesn't matter when we open our hearts, does it?
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know what, that point brings me to my last show that I didn't talk about. I'm calling in every Friday live into Mexico, because Almin is coming to Latin America for the first time. And she's going to Ensenada, Baja California, which is like an hour and a half drive from San Diego,
mm-hmm.
going south, obviously. And so I have this radio show every three Fridays a month, and it's live. They don't have archives, so it's in the thousands, the audience, and I get them calling in, and they're asking questions about the angels, and they are so excited. And Almin is bringing specific information to Latin America, the power of the angels. And it's going to be unbelievable because they are so ready and they're really tuning into that. And we still don't know why Ensenada, but always, you know, it will reveal itself, the perfection of why that part of the world and not other city. And actually, the host of that radio show, he said to me that he had many people that are very spiritual have mentioned that Ensenada is a very magnetic city, and people have seen that there is a city under the city. They have seen something down there.
So, that wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me because, you know, one of the I'm interviewing a gentleman. I think it's
Yeah, Tuesday you mentioned
night.
To me the Bosnia.
Yes, this is okay. So listeners, this is upcoming, but this is happening all over. You know, like in Mexico, they're still discovering pyramids and underground civilizations. You know, it's like there was such an amazing road system between all the different, you know, parts of Mexico. And what's happening is worldwide, as we are ready, as we are finally able to understand these ancient civilizations, what's happening in Bosnia is there were these hills that, you know, had this vegetation, but they look like more than hills. And so this Dr. Simar Osman, I can't say his last name, it's terrible, but he's from Bosnia. He's like, you know, I've seen pyramids and, you know, they had vegetation like this, and they've gone deeper, and what they have found is these pyramids in Bosnia are larger than the Great Pyramid in Egypt. They have these underground tunnels that are just fascinating, you know, and healing rooms. You know, they're finding some of the healing rooms have the capability of taking a person from acid to alkalinity. I mean, it's like, you know, and you hear about it in Brazil. In Brazil, you hear like there are these healing centers that you can go to, and they're busy all night long because they have rooms that correlate to the seven chakras.
This is really funny you're saying that. I have an angel for bringing the balance to the pH of the blood, the alkaline and acidity ratio.
It's the whole thing to healing.
Yeah.
People don't get it. Whenever, you know, and acid can be created by what you're eating, by what you're thinking, by what you're processing.
Yeah.
You know, acidity.
Absolutely. It's the best terrain for cancer.
Right. Oh, I know, because people that are acidic, it's just like when you know, a lot of times the analogy I use is, you know, when you have an oil spot on your driveway and you take a can of Coca-Cola and pour it on there, you see it going... And you just see it eating away the oil.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what acid does in our body. And people don't get it. So when you're under stress constantly, your body has to do something to deal with it. So it's secreting corticosteroids. You know, and then the adrenal glands are like totally exhausted. Then the thyroid's like, oh my gosh, now we have to help out because good Lord, this person's been stressed so much, now we've got to do our thing. Then that gets drained. And then it's like, then this whole person is a walking, and a lot of this, I mean, don't you think, this is my latest thing with alkalinity and acidic. I think that the acidity is almost as much from our thinking as it is from what we're eating, because thoughts are things. It's food
for
the body.
Yeah, exactly. The emotional body creates it with the physical body and the mental body. It's all a combination. And Almina, also, we have a special protocol now that you mentioned that. It's called the Body Ecology Diet, which is based on
Donna Gates,
remember?
Yes.
So, but Almina brought it. Yeah, so it's based on the book, but she came up with two other components, because to create a new reality, you need three of something, or a triad, right? So we have the triad of the food, and we have a triad of homeopathic remedies that Almin, after working closely with very well-renowned doctors from England, put together homeopathic remedies from Germany. And then the third component, or in whatever order you want that, it's the Belvaspata angel for the wholeness of the body. So we are working every day with discretionary pathways. We assist in the body in the digestion, the lymphatic system, the liver, the spleen. So we have an angel. There's not two angels doing the same function. And you don't have to remember them. We have them in books. And after you receive the initiation, which is that we have level one and level two, you receive it in over a weekend. And then the level mastery and grand mastery 3 months later. And that's all you need. And you can start working on yourself. You don't have to have a clinic. People think, oh, well, you know, you become your own healer. You become your own power source. And you work. So you do the protocol of the food. I did it. It's 5.5 months. And after that, I feel like Wonder Woman. If I did that for 5.5 months, cutting completely gluten, cutting sugar completely, I cannot tell you, caffeine, alcohol, nothing for 5.5 months, and doing the healing on me every day, specifically for the organs to assist the deepest levels of the layers, the GI tract, the allergies, the fungus, the toxins, the metals from the body. It's unbelievable. So we have for everything. Almin has even developed, we have a spiritual counseling tools that are, it's called the Hakulit. It's a Lemurian word. So Almin has accessed Lemurian records for years. Now we're accessing the Atlantean records. And interesting enough, we're going to be sailing out of Miami, and I'm the facilitator for that. So we're going to the Atlantic Ocean, and we're going to receive a new healing modality. I would like to tell you more about that. We don't know. All we know, it's a modality from Atlantis that is coming forth while we're on the cruise for 1 week with Almin. And we have this the green room. This is the conference room where we're going to have in the ship. But the point is that we're on the Atlantic deck. It's everything Atlantic.
What are the dates of this? Yeah, tell us the dates of this.
Yeah, November 6th through the 13th, we'll be going all the way to Puerto Rico. So out of Miami, we go to Bahamas, St. Thomas, Grand Turks, and that's not gonna work because I think we're gonna be but I'm not sure when is this the show. This is on the November 6th through the 13th.
It doesn't matter because we announced okay. That the pre-record was happening. So just go ahead and the whole thing is this. Even if you miss this, if you hear about this after the fact, you're still hearing about it for a reason. And if you are meant to be part of what, Sandra is talking about today, or I should call you Sarah Desi, what Sarah Desi is talking about today, or Almin.
That's a Lemurian word. And this is, it means eternal youth. This is the third yoga. We have three yogas. So the first yoga is Irash Sattva Yoga. Almin received it in 2009 in December. And it's the yoga of abundance. We can talk about it in another show. The second yoga is called Srihat Sattva Yoga, the yoga to clear past incarnations. And the third yoga is Saradisi Sattva Yoga, which is the yoga of eternal youth.
Yeah, because see, a lot of people get, it's so interesting. I've been reading a lot about yoga lately with it becoming so much more westernized. So a lot of people are looking at yoga just for stress release or just to strengthen their body in a different way. And they don't understand about the yoga teachings and the sutras and all, so can you touch on that just a little bit about when you say there's the yoga of this and the yoga of that? A lot of people just, they're not getting it. I know what I'm saying. They're looking at, it's just like colonics. A lot of people are looking at colonics as, oh, that's a way for me to be thinner. They're not looking at it like you're detoxing the body,
you're detoxing your emotions, This is part of the protocol we were talking about, having colonic done. We can have more talks about that if you like in the future. But the yoga is called the Yoga of Illumination. That's the name for the three yogas. And it's called Devi Sattva Yoga. And I have been doing, I've done Kundalini Yoga for the longest time. And I also have tried all the other practices, the Hatha and Ashtanga and Kriya. So the different yogas, and the one I resonated the most with me was the Kundalini. And then I left that because I felt that was all I needed to do. I needed data for over 3 years on weekly basis, twice a week. So I was really, really even considering considering taking the teacher's training, but every time I, you know, like nothing really opened up for me until Almin came into my life. Every door absolutely opened for me. Everything resonated. I have no questions, no reservations, no doubt, and I'm like, this is my life. And the yogas are so amazing because one thing that is very unique about this yoga is the sound elixirs. So every posture has a sound elixir. I'm not saying the word music. I'm saying sound elixir because it's music that is chemically charged. So the posture is part of the equation combined with the particular elixir. And it's, I say elixir and it's chemically charged because she's singing in a solfeggio scale, which is a scale of the Gregorian chants that was banned by the Catholic Church at the beginning of medieval ages in the 1500s because it has such a powerful liberating the soul from the burdens from the past, the perceived burdens. So it's really, I have people like crying in the middle of a posture and we're not even talking about anything. We're just doing the yoga. But it's like it really opens the knot of your heart. I teach the yogas, I teach Bhavaspata, I teach the Hakulit, I practice all the tools because all of them are miraculous and they, you know, some people are more attracted to the yoga, some people have the total affinity with the angels, some people love the cards, these are 144 cards, they're called Ki Vesta and the method is called the Hakulit. Ki Vesta means the breath of the divine. So, and the best thing about all of this is not that you have to invest a big amount of money or years into it. It's, you know, it's as ready as you are, basically. And the yoga, so they have the music, the sound elixir. It's not the six-pack yoga, I say. It's the spiritual yoga. And we have principles of abundance, 144 principles of abundance that are part of the yoga of abundance. And then we have poetry that goes with the yoga to clear past incarnation. So this poetry, it's like really embellishes the soul before getting into the actual postures. The postures are friendly, but it's very different. As I said again, it's beginners are like very welcome. We are not moving. We are like we do a posture and we hold it for 3 to 5 minutes, depending on which kind of yoga out of these two. And the third one, the Sardisi, is we have 12 postures, and there's 6 postures that are movement and 6 postures that are in a stillness. It's to cancel the illusion of both and go beyond that.
And you see, listeners, this wonderful, wonderful voice that you are hearing, Sarah Desi, I mean, you've done this. I mean, you know, how many people have done this for 5.5 months and this for twice a week for this many years and et cetera? So, you know, you've been on the path for quite a while, and that's why I wanted you to share some of the past. And yet you make it all sound, and it is, easy when you make the choice to be happier, to be lighter, to connect with the divine, and you have so many tools in your toolbox, and yet you make it all sound so very simple. And it is, once you decide that you want to have a different life. And it's like, yeah. You know, and I like that Almin works with homeopathy people from England and works with, you know, Donna Gates, the body ecology diet, and now her latest one is the baby boomer diet, because what's happening is now the baby boomer generation isn't feeling good. And so it's like, what are you going to do? You grew up with the first Twinkies and the first processed foods, and you, you know, you grew up thinking that was the way you eat, and that's like so far from, you know, the healthy eating. And, you know, I interviewed Donna Gates actually on my show one time, and, you know, I just really liked how she talked about, you know, like the pickled foods and the kefir,
yeah,
and all the different things, because it's no longer in our diets. It's just
no,
not in it.
I do talks at Whole Foods Market in Toronto, and this is how I start my talk of when I'm doing it about the body ecology diet, and then I incorporate the homeopathy component and the angelic component, which are like hand in hand, all three. But I start with my kefir in my hand, and I say, welcome everybody, and you're looking at my new coffee. Here is my kefir. I don't, you know, all these addictions about sugar, rush, like all these things, they disappear as you clear.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know,
you just have to make the choice. Just have to make the choice. You know, caffeine increases the acidity levels of your blood, and as we already said, it's not the optimum ratio to have. So it's your choice. We're not saying not to have it again, but if you do a commitment to clean your house for 5.5 months, you can have a totally different life. If you have a different body, it's like your own house. You're clearing your personal house.
Right. So, listeners, we are listening to Sandra Saradesi, and she is a Belva Spata Grandmaster Healer. She's a Yoga of Illumination instructor, and she is an artist. And she teaches workshops all over the United States. You've heard her talking about Toronto. You've heard her talking about Chicago. You've heard her talking about Miami. And, you know,
and I'm going to be in Kansas. Did I tell you that?
No. Where are you going?
I'm going to be in Overland Park, Kansas, December 2nd and December 3rd. I'm going to offer a healing circle, Belva Spata Healing Circle, with my dear sister Karen Folgarelli. We're both going to be hosting the healing circle and the Belva Spata initiation on Saturday, December the 3rd. So I can give my website and my phone number when is a good time.
Well, right now. And then also, do you want to give the Kansas City phone number? Do you have that handy, or should they call you, or what is the best thing to do?
I could probably have, yeah, I don't have it handy right now. I keep my number, 905, it's the same in Canada, 905-847-0101. It's a very easy number. And my website is healingoftheheart.com. That's the whole email website, healingoftheheart.com. And we will have a small class, because the initiations are truly like individual, and you receive a healing. Your heart will open, your levels of awareness, your level of consciousness, all of it is just happening at the same time as you are starting to. We'll take you into deep meditation, and because I have done initiations in Europe as well, and I have know how many people we can take. I'm going to tell you the group is 12 people. That's the maximum.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I want all of you to listen again. The phone number to reach Sandra Saradesi is 905-847-0101. Her website is www.healingoftheheart.com. And this is what Almeen says about Sandra. She says, Sandra approaches her work with the utmost respect and integrity. I highly endorse the quality of her work as a practitioner of these sacred modalities. And in the October issue of Spirit Seeker, just go to spiritseeker.com. You can click on the cover of the beautiful magazine. Oh, the artwork by Christopher Beekman this month is just amazing. And you click on that cover, and then the next thing you know, you're flipping through the pages of the magazine. And on page 25 is a wonderful article that Sandra contributed this month. And, you know, I just want to mention Spirit Seeker's online magazine, seriously, is going to continue growing and growing, which just, I'm so happy. Because, you know, so many people, the young people know that trees are what are making all of our paper, and the deforestation of our planet is starting to really, you know, change the cosmology of everything. And so the young 20 and 30-year-olds know. You read it online, you know, and you don't, I mean, we will always have a print publication, but truly the whole thing with Spirit Seeker is reaching out to a much bigger and larger readership. And, you know, shows like this with Sandra and, you know, all the different people, you know, Almeen is, you know, has been one of the most replayed shows that we've ever had on this the Spirit Seeker Hour. And, you know, just some of the different people from all over the world. I mean, I'll never forget interviewing this lady in Portugal who was training doctors and nurses how to do healing light, similar, you know, I mean, it's a different technique, but it doesn't matter. The whole thing is that the doctors and nurses were getting that a lot of the illnesses that are happening on the planet right now are spiritual crises. And so they're training doctors and nurses how to bring the light into their work so that they're ambassadors of light and they can help people who just, you know, there's just things that that can't be handled with traditional medicine anymore. I mean, we've gone beyond with some of the things, you know, especially with pneumonia and some, but so many things are from the lung and the heart, and that's where
this is part of the 12th pair of pure emotions. So if we are out of balance, and for example, the first pair, the core of the 12 pure emotions is love and trust, and then we have inspiration and peace. And each pair of emotion is not attached, but it's also representative of a physical condition. So, for example, inspiration and peace, anyone that has that, like, showing in their life is like they're either out of inspiration in their life, or they are out of peace. If they have allergies or asthma, also it's part of the allergies of the skin diseases. So it's just balancing those, because what Amin has taught us is that pain is the language of spirit prompting change. So it's like the last stop, saying, okay, something has to change here, and this is your sign. This is your light that you have to take a look at this at a deeper level. So it releases you, Belvaspata, from self-imposed prison bars, as we said before, allowing you yourself to live a limitless and boundless life, bounty life, like full of plentitude, full of all the goodness that there is. But we feel that we're separated. So this consciousness of being in separation has caused a lot of self-imposed pain. And Belvaspata takes you from living exclusive to a life of inclusiveness.
So, listeners, I just want to thank you for supporting the show. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/Cindy Meyer, which is CYNDEMEYER, and if you favorite the show, what it does is it brings us, and Sandra knows, she has shows on Blog Talk. It just takes our pages, shall we say, closer to the front of the spirituality section or whatever section we're in, and it helps us reach more people. And, you know, I just want to mention, if you happen to be in the St. Louis area, I'm offering a class this Wednesday evening, which is a vision board using feng shui principles. And so I teach vision boards with 9 areas of your life so that you have pictures and words to represent what it is that you're setting sacred intention on what you want to manifest. And the way pictures translate in the mind, the pictures that you see then translate into words, and it's just interesting. Like, the mind is like a camera. It takes a picture of it, and then it's recorded on the lens. And so once you have a visual imprint of what you want to create or words, it just helps support at a cellular level and everything else. And when you look at your board, it's just amazing what you can manifest. And so I'll be teaching that on Wednesday evening. And then the Feng Shui Certification Program is coming up. The Personal Mastery Program is something that Spirit Seeker offers every year. This year it's Feng Shui. And then the second component in 2012 will be, for those of you who want to work with more of your intuition, we'll be teaching psychic development and mediumship. And then the third component is mind, body, spirit coaching. But all of that is in Spirit Seeker magazine, spiritseeker.com. You can find out where Sandra's teaching. She'll have an ad coming up in our, there will be one in our November issue with all the different classes. My sense, my dear, is that you are going to be teaching much more than you even into, you know, I know you're teaching more, but it's about to change. And so, at
really?
A much bigger
you're
level, yes, I'm giving you a little reading here. So
Yes, I feel that. I was having... Well, there is so much on Almin's website, and there is a free meditation on how to release density, and it has to do with the higher function of the body. So, the higher function of the stomach, how to release density in your environment. So, if you go to almindiary.com, you can look it up. But anyway,
I had
a vision.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry, her website is spiritualjourneys.com, am I right?
That's Almin.
Okay.
And then
okay.
She has also almindiary.com.
Okay.
And she has a lot of information that is free there. And
We're going to be off the show in 1 second. What was your vision? I want to hear really fast.
Oh, well, I saw this. I was like in a studio, like in a television studio, like Oprah Winfrey. It was unbelievable. I was doing that meditation, and suddenly it was shown to me, like, huge amount of people around me. So I don't
It's the new thing that's coming. Oprah's starting it. That's why she got off regular TV. She can do much more where she's going with her new platform. I have a friend who is getting ready to, You've Got Talent, you know, like his whole deal, you know, similar to the different shows that are out there. He's getting ready, and, you know, you'll hear about it more as time goes by, where he'll have a studio where people doing work such as yourself and myself that are on the front lines of all of this, you know, and all kinds of people that are using music, art, it doesn't matter, whatever, to reach the higher levels of consciousness. And so,
Yeah. You
know, there's, because people are aligning. People are just realizing the platform
Yeah. Of
the internet and,
Yeah. And
et cetera. You know, you just reach more
people. You know what I want
people.
To say? This is perfect timing. On December 31st of 2011, Almin will release globally a new body of information for Belvaspata, and there are going to be thousands and thousands of dollars giveaway. So stay tuned or write to me at sandra@almin.net. And it's all information is going to be like, we're going to interview, we're going to bring all the miracles from all over the world of Belvaspata on that day. So the Belvaspata is going to be released at midnight Pacific Standard Time. So I guess I'm going to stay up until 3 in the morning to hear about it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
so,
well, thank you so much for being my guest today. And, you know,
you. May
the blessings that you are bringing in Toronto, Canada, to the world just continue. And listeners, truly, send me an email, info@spiritseeker.com. We will add you to our email list. We will send you notices about, you know, beautiful shows like the one you experienced today and all of the different things. And so, you know, we've expanded into a 2-hour show, and if things continue as I think they're going to go, we will be doing much more multimedia with Spirit Seeker to bring you the latest and the greatest and just the best. And, you know, it's just, isn't it so much fun? Isn't it just?
It is
so
much fun.
I know.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, and my love to you, Cindy, and to all of you that are with us listening. Thank you.
Okay. So from our hearts to yours, thank you so much, and make it a wonderful day. Okay, namaste, and thank you again. Good night.
Thank you.
All right.